Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today we're going to talk about God's love. And before I get into today's gospel, the gospel from today's daily mass, which is very familiar. This starts out with one of the most familiar verses you have. I'm sure you've heard it many times, John 3:16. Before I do that, I want to thank you for your response yesterday to my fundraiser. If you have donated to my ministry, I thank you. If you have not and you would still like to do so, I absolutely could still use additional donations. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and click on donate, and you'll be able to donate securely through PayPal. As I mentioned on the program yesterday, I especially need monthly sponsors of my work in order for it to continue, both this podcast, the weekly podcast that I do, and of course my daily email reflection. I want to be able to do this for you and continue to do it, but I need your help to do so. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go to make that donation. And again, I'm grateful. Thank you so much. Let's look now at the gospel from today's daily mass. And this is, I think this is one of the most important concepts that any of us could ever learn when it comes to God and our faith, that He loves us. There's nothing worse than feeling unloved. And I think at one time or another, many of us really know what that's like to feel unloved, whether it's justified or not. The feeling is the feeling. God loves each one of us. That's why He created us. He didn't have to create us. He created it out of love. He created us out of love so that we could be in a relationship with Him. But if you don't feel it, you don't feel it. So gospels like this are important for you to understand how much God loves you. So let me read this. This is the gospel again from today's daily mass, John 3:16 through 21. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works might be clearly seen as done in God. You know, this is, it's one of the greatest passages in all of Scripture. That first verse, John 3:16, everybody knows it. And I think because it's so popular, we become desensitized to exactly how powerful it is. And it's incredibly powerful. The fact that God loves us so much that we were desperate. We were lost. We were helpless. We couldn't help ourselves. We couldn't redeem ourselves. Because of original sin, we were in trouble, so He sent His Son to rescue us. Not to judge us, but to rescue us, to come into the world and suffer and die on that cross to redeem us, and then to rise from the dead, to defeat death, so that we could live forever in heaven. This was done out of love for you and for me. But it's not automatic. And as we're clearly told in this gospel passage, we have to do something. We have to cooperate with the goodness of God and the love. And what we have to do is believe in Jesus. And that doesn't just mean believe that He exists. Sometimes we hear that and we think, oh yeah, I believe in Jesus. No, if we believe, truly believe in Jesus, we need to listen to His words and listen to the teachings of His church and follow Him. That's not always easy. But that's the way that you and I are going to get to heaven. He's going to give us the grace that we need to live as He wants us to live. But we need to do something. We have to cooperate. We have to cooperate with that grace. Sometimes we don't feel like doing what's right. But that's the way we express our love for the Lord, and that we will enable ourselves to one day live with Him forever in heaven. As I close this program, one more time, I'm going to tell you, God loves you, no matter how you feel. He loves you so much that He sent His Son into the world to redeem you. God bless.